share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Earlier, the 12th of August, Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin went live to share the developments in our country's political climate via a press conference. I have consulted with my colleagues in the cabinet and the leaders of parties in the Perikatan Nasional government to make the best decision for the sake of the people and the country. Not for my personal interest or the interest of my friends. He shared. Langsung. Perutusan Kas Perdana Menteri, 13 August 2021. Akuti Sekarang Perutusan Kas Perdana Menteri, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin Berhubung Perkembangan Terkini Kejadukan Kerajaan Dalam Lanskup Politik Semasa #AWAN Iterkini #AWAN iNews #PoliticMalaysia. Posted by Astro Awani on Friday, August 13, 2021. Here's everything you need to know about that decision. Allocations to all parties for the sake of the people. He announced that an allocation of ₱300,000 will be made to all members of the House of Representatives and the Senate regardless of what political party they represent, for the purpose of purchasing food baskets to be distributed to the underprivileged. On the spirit of bipartisan cooperation in Parliament and the need to extend forms of assistance to the people during the pandemic, all MPs will receive an annual allocation that will total to the same amount regardless of political parties. For opposition MPs, provisions for the year will be made on a pro-rated basis according to the number of months remaining, he said. Whole of government. The Perikatan Nasional government has agreed to work together with parties including the opposition in order to improve the situation in our country. The Minister of Finance has engaged in dealings with various parties including opposition party leaders to get input and suggestions for improving the national recovery plan. Accordingly, the Minister of Finance has examined and agreed to accept some suggestions and input that has been expressed, he explained. Anti-party jumping bill. If the government manages to gain bipartisan support in the House of Representatives and the Senate exceeding a two-thirds majority, a constitutional amendment bill to limit the period for Prime Minister to two terms only and the anti-party jumping bill will be tabled in Parliament, he added. Balance of government and opposition members in the Parliamentary Select Committee. The number of Parliamentary Select Committee may also be increased to ensure all MPs are able to play a role, with better balance in their involvement, he shared, adding that the MPs will provide reasonable staff support and remunerations for their workload. The execution of UNDI 18. The authorities have agreed to implement UNDI 18, while also throwing out the implementation of automatic registration as it tends to take time. A constitutional amendment bill will be tabled in Parliament for this purpose. I hope, in the presence of bipartisan cooperation in Parliament, this bill will be approved, he added. Proper support for bills. Bills, including the supply bill, will be tabled in Parliament to be consulted in advance with all MPs. A bill will only be tabled if it has the support of a majority of MPs, he said. Support for opposition representatives. In recognition of the role of the opposition party, that has an almost balanced number of representatives in Dewan Rakyat, the leader of the opposition will be given remunerations and facilities which is equivalent to a senior minister, he added. Additionally, he also shared that GE15 will be held latest by July 2022. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read. Is it code blue? Netizens speculate after KKM changes color of daily case infographic. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.